90.3 KMBA, of course, keeping you in tune with our community, and we're thrilled to welcome back from Alaska Junior Theater Marketing Associate Nick McDermott. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you again. And very special guest that Nick has brought along with him. We have in the studio Brian Williams. See Brian Williams. Brian is the founder and executive director of Step Africa. And if you don't know what Step Africa is, well, you're going to know in just a moment. Good morning, Brian.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for coming in. Just flew in from Washington, D.C., and boy, are your arms tired.
I'm ready.
Okay. Hey, Olga, so for folks that aren't familiar with Step Africa, been around for a while, I guess a little bit of a history lesson, if we may.
Well, yes. Step Africa is the first professional company in the world dedicated to this tradition of stepping. And stepping, just for your audience, I'll kind of define it, is a percussive polyrhythmic art form created by African-American fraternities and sororities. And in stepping, we basically use our bodies as the drum, as an instrument. It has about 100 years in the country that this art form has been developing. But really, it hasn't really been exposed or seen by many people outside of the immediate African-American community who created the form until around 1988. So Step Africa is the first professional company to really take this art form into theaters. We're so glad to be here with the Alaska Junior Theater for a week of performances with young people and community events, and a big event on Friday, our big performance Friday night at Atwood. And I think if your audience doesn't know about the tradition called stepping, they really should come see it. And if they don't, if they do know it, then they'll appreciate how far we've taken the tradition of stepping to new and creative places.
I plead absolute ignorance.
Really, man?
Yeah. Well,
let's talk about it.
Stepping. I tell you what. Let's have a listen.
Yeah.
Get a little bit of a clip here to play. Africa, that's
yes.
Stepping. So, the whole, all the percussion is on bodies. Well, of course, there's feet stomping too.
Exactly. So, you know,
polyrhythmic feet stomping and
as many as a group of we've brought 9 artists here. You know, Step Africa is based in Washington D.C. and we have 9 artists that are here, 6 men, 3 women, and they all come from this tradition of stepping. They've practiced this tradition of stepping for years all across the country. And together, they create the polyrhythms. So we'll have multiple rhythms going on at any given time. So for this performance, you know, you go to a lot of dance performances, and you know the music is either live or is recorded. Well, in this show, we are the music, and we're also the dance. So what you see, it has to be both visually interesting and also musically interesting. So that's always the challenge of Step Africa whenever it hits the stage. And, you know, we've been around, I've been to about 70 countries and all over the United States of America performing. So we're so glad, you know, to be here back in Alaska. We were here about 5-6 years ago in an amazing collaboration with the Alaska Symphony Orchestra, the ASO. But now we're here just doing our own thing. So I'm really excited.
Obviously, this is a high-energy gig.
Yeah, without question.
Okay. So, it's sort of hard to describe from what my understanding mm-hmm. is and learning about it. But stepping, obviously, we hear the percussion, the mm-hmm. polyrhythms, the dancing. But it's a little that's almost one dimensional because there's
vocals,
history and storytelling yeah. and. Yeah, so what can folks expect that are some kind of an idea that are going to be going to the show?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the idea of storytelling. So the show that we're performing here, we have about 6 shows during the day for young children. So I'm really excited about that. But then Friday night, when we hit the stage, we're bringing kind of a show that links stepping, both contemporary and traditional styles of the art form, But we demonstrate stepping's connection to the continent of Africa. That's why we're called Step Africa. We started in South Africa as a festival, a cultural exchange festival that was trying to use the art form as a way, or the arts, as a way to bring cultures together. So when they come, they're going to see stepping, the body as the instrument, but they're also going to see some traditional African movement as well from South Africa. One of my favorite dances in the world is called the Zulu dance, and this is really aggressive war-type dance with live drumming that's quite unique to see with traditional costumes that we got in South Africa. So we bring that into play to kind of show stepping's roots on the continent of Africa, our connections to art forms there. We'll also do the South African gum boot dance, which is a beautiful art form created by men who worked in the mines of South Africa.
And Paul Simon's got a great song about it.
Yes, yeah. He does. And you know, he did some great collaboration with South African artists. See, South Africa has been a very important part of our creative process in creating this production. But stepping, which is an African-American, a uniquely American art form,
but it actually started,
is a feature.
Stepping started in fraternities and sororities here?
Yeah, in the early 1900s. Okay. It's crazy.
But bringing that influence from South Africa, what was the whole idea for it in the first place? I mean, was it something that came, that sort of merged 19th century spirituals and such? Or
let's talk about that, because it really is an American story if you really look at the art form of stepping. Uh-huh. So stepping is a body percussive art form. Early 1900s, African Americans begin to attend colleges in the early 1900s. That's about 30, 40 years after the end of slavery in the country. So they enter these colleges in the Northeast, and they're allowed to be on college campuses, but not really fully able to take part in college life.
We're still doing the Jim Crow thing, yeah.
Still heavy Jim Crow and restrictions and segregation and whatnot. So African Americans decided to create their own fraternities and sororities to support them academically and socially through the process, through college. And as a result, they joined they formed these organizations, but then, surprisingly, they chose a very African way to express love and pride in these organizations. So they began to sing songs and move in lines or circles, which, as you know, is very common in really native culture and really all traditional culture around the world, Eastern European, European, Middle Eastern. The circle is very important. So they started to use the circle and their bodies as instruments to kind of celebrate or demonstrate the love they have for these organizations. And this kind of grew from the early 1900s all the way through the 40s and 50s, and it kind of grew very quietly. It was a segregated America, a whole different thing going on then. Then around the 60s, 70s, African-Americans, the population goes crazy in terms of participation in college rates, and these fraternities and sororities grow even further. And the tradition of stepping starts to really expand around the 60s and 70s, where it's more people joining, more people stepping, the art form starts to push forward, transform. And, we touch on a lot of this in our show on Friday, because as much as an entertaining show, it's high energy and fun, it does show an art form that many people in the United States of America just don't really understand its roots, how long it's been in the country, over 100 years.
Okay, definitely a treat in our community here with us. Nick, there's a whole schedule of stuff happening with Step Africa this week. You want to give us the rundown?
Right. We're keeping these guys busy, these gals busy. There's a lot of opportunities for you to get moving with Step Africa. The first is tomorrow. There's going to be a master class. Step Africa is going to be working with Anchorage's own underground dance company to just share, teach, take notes, teach them how to step. There is a $15 charge, and you have to RSVP just to help keep space from getting too packed in there. You can give us a call at 272-7546, 272-7546 to reserve your spot.
Okay.
That's going to be at 600 West 58th Avenue. And then right after that, at the same place, there's going to be a community potluck dinner. No fee for that, but you do need to bring a dish to help feed everybody. It could be a good community event, meet with, talk to. And then the next day, Wednesday, there's going to be a chance to meet with the dancers over at the Mountain View Public Library, 120 Bregas Street at 4 o'clock. There's going to be a dance demonstration and craft, hands-on craft that everyone's going to do together. And as mentioned, the public performance is coming up on Friday, the 23rd at 7 p.m. in the Atwood Concert Hall. Tickets are $14 to $36 and available through 263 Arts or CenterTix. And then Saturday is the Alaska Junior Theater's big annual benefit, our biggest fundraiser of the year, which makes groups like Step Africa possible. Bring them up here for everybody. That's going to be at 5:30 p.m. on Saturday, the 24th, at the Anchorage Marriott downtown. If you want to get a ticket to that, you do that through us at AJT. Get more information at akjt.org or give us a call, 272-7546. Tickets for that are a little more expensive, $85, but you get a show, you get a meal, and it's a great evening that we have put together.
Okay, good. Thanks, Nick. Lots of stuff going on here. And, of course, the huge thing that Alaska Junior Theater is known for is all the great school performances for school audiences. How do these young people react, Brian? They've got to be pretty amazed.
Well, I tell you, you know, we've done so many of these performances around the world, and I never take for granted the audience's responses, but I imagine that the room, the Atwood, tomorrow morning when we hit the stage is going to be pretty loud, because this show that we're bringing is about really bringing the community together. Every time Step Africa hits the stage, we want to bring people together. And a part of that for us is we invite the audience to make music with us. You know, there's no need to sit and still and be quiet. You don't have to wait until the show is over to applaud. From the very beginning of the show, it's highly interactive. We want folks making music, making noise, responding, because that's for this show in particular, the more energy that we give to the artists, the more they're willing to give back and perform even more. It just drives them. So everybody who comes on Friday, come ready to make some noise.
That's almost better than a mosh pit.
Yeah, it's mosh pit like. We want that kind of energy, but nobody's, you know,
mosh pit plus. Yeah.
Clean mosh pit.
Okay. Fabulous. We get set to wrap up, Brian. This is really thrilling. I want to let folks know too that there is some video footage you can see at Alaska Junior Theater's website, akjt.org, is where you can find out some more. Anything else you wanted to add as we wrap up here?
Well, yeah, just definitely check out Step Africa's website as well. AJT, I'm sure, leaks to that, so they can kind of see photos and really get to, and before they come, if they don't know the tradition of stepping, give it a look. You know, we just had an amazing off-Broadway show in New York, sold out 3 weeks. We're featured in the National Museum of African American History and Culture, so we have a lot of things that we've been doing over these 23 years, and I hope the audience just comes out and really just connects with the artists, because they're beautiful young people, and they can't wait to share this tradition.
Well, thank you very much for coming and sharing with us this morning, and enjoy. Thank you for coming back to Anchorage, and enjoy your stay here, and it sounds like a little bit of fun for everybody here.
Yes,
sir. C. Brian Williams, the founder and executive director of Step Africa. Thanks a whole bunch for joining us on Morning Line. Nick from Alaska Junior Theater, always a pleasure to see you. Until next time,
we'll definitely
get some more fine artists in. Again, akjt.org is where you can find out more. It's 8:41. Robert Plant and Bruce Hornsby just ahead.
2018 permanent fund dividend. Every Alaskan can support KNBA through PIC. Click Give. With just one click, you can donate a portion of your PFD and help us make a difference. KNBA serves our community with great music, news, and Native cultural programming year-round. We hope you choose to support KNBA and Alaska's Native voice when you pick, click, give for causes you care about. Kuyana.